USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. This Labor Day, in a tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins, now in doubt because there's not enough time. Good job, Jeff.
We had the same value set. We had different perspectives. As long as you were honorable, as long as you were honest, as long as you didn't leave anybody behind, as long as you treated people with dignity, you could always get on with John.
In other news this Labor Day, former Vice President Joe Biden participating in a Pittsburgh parade.
I've been with these guys my whole life. And my grandfather, Freddie Gibbs, friend, he said, Joe, you labor from belt buckle to shoe sole, man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump this Labor Day also tweeting about the economy. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
On Labor Day, President Trump took to Twitter to say, Happy Labor Day. Our country is doing better than ever before with unemployment setting record lows. Peter Morici is an economist and professor at the University of Maryland. He says President Trump does have a point.
Let's look at the numbers. Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better. There's lots of excess capacity out there. There are a lot of people underemployed. If we get the right trade policies so we bring back good-paying jobs and shift people out of Starbucks and into factories and jobs like that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money, on Tuesday, the Dow will open at 25,964. The Dow was off 22 points at the close on Friday. The Nasdaq up 21 before the Labor Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many Americans on the right and the left absolutely outraged the American flag being left out of a new movie. One of them, legendary astronaut Buzz Aldrin, slamming the film ahead of its release. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
That's one small step for man.
The second man on the moon is not happy about a new film's decision not to show the planting of the American flag on lunar soil. First Moon stars Ryan Gosling, and it leaves out that iconic part of the 1969 Apollo 11 mission. In response, Aldrin's posted a pic on social media of the actual flag planting with the hashtag Proud to be an American. Gosling says the decision to leave out the flag was based on the fact that the moon landing was human achievement and not just an American one. Florida Senator Marco Rubio calls that total lunacy, saying the mission was paid for by Americans on American rockets carrying American astronauts.
An update now on the Catholic sex scandal. A bishop in Texas asking for a meeting with the Pope, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing three teenage boys who are now adults.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.